that everything now, what is happening with the mercy of Gurudev and certainly the mercy of Krishna.
When you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, do you just read or you speak also?
Speak.
How many verses do you read from Brihad Bhagavat? When you give a class, like when we give Bhagavat class, we read only one shlok.
I don't. I read one shlok and then speak. And I always try to speak the Sanatana Goswami and with addition what I have felt from other books, Sahib, Ujjwala Nandini, Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, Srimad Bhagavat and all other, which has not been mentioned by Sanatana Goswami there.
Do all of your devotees here follow what you are saying?
I cannot say, but some can follow.
And others?
Other also.
No harm.
It is not a thing that they should not hear. Right.
And do you read then another verse, not just one verse? Now I have...
Two, three, four.
I have a question from Brahma Samhita. Could you get the edition of Brahma Samhita? I have a question to ask you. Text 59 of Brahma Samhita. It is mentioned here, 2 types of sadhus in the purport. 2 types of sadhus. Sadachar, the conduct of 2 persons, 2 types.
Man and sadachar.
Now sadachar. In sadachar means the conduct of pious persons, sadhus, who are pure devotees, and the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead actuated by spontaneous love. Two different groups are mentioned. What are those two groups?
First, what?
It says here, the conduct of pious persons, sadhus.
Here. Right at the beginning.
Evidence. Yeah, right in the beginning.
Come on.
Evidence, you know?
I want to understand who are these two groups, the conduct of pious persons, sadhus, who are pure devotees, and the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead actuated by spontaneous love. It mentions two. Who are those? What are those two types?
Sudh bhakta sadhu digar achar. Just Srimad Bhagavat in 11th canto, 26
qualities of pure devotees.
Of pure devotees, man, Mahabhagavat, Uttam.
Uttam Bhagavat.
Uttam Bhagavat. These should be, these are the sadachar of Shuddha Bhakta. But we don't follow. We follow Rupa Sanatana. That is 5 kinds of Rasa Bhakta and they are Acharya.
Raganuga
Bhakti.
Yeah.
First, Vaidhi, second
Raganuga. This is Suddha Bhakta, Sadhu Degar Acharya, Vaidhi Bhakti Sadhu. And Raga Bhakta, Sadhu Degar means Raganuga Bhakta Acharya.
So the second group is Raganuga. Because someone else, when they read this book, they told me that the first was Raganuga and the second was Ragatmika.
No.
The English is also clear on that.
No question of being here Ragatmika.
No, I also could not follow why it was said like that.
This cannot.
In my notes I said Vaidhi, but then they told me
we cannot follow the sadachar of Ragatmika Bhakti. We will follow only Ragatmika. And we should live if you are upper than Vaidhi Bhakti. So both should be followed. Outwardly, Vaidhi Bhakti, and inwardly, these are both sadhus.
Good. I'm glad I asked this question. I Yesterday I finished the first writing of the book, so I will try in the next few days also to review everything, and if I have any questions like this, then I will also clear it up, because this would have been a mistake.
Now you are forever to think yourself.
No, I'm not at all. I don't think so.
I cannot say surely that I am right.
There's millions times more chance that you are right than I am right. About in the previous chapter, Astakalya Lila. Which book of the Goswamis describes this?
Govinda Lila Amrita and Sankalpa Kalpa Bruma. In Gopal Champu, in Vrindavan Champu, in so many books.
Any of those
that
translated? No.
Krishna Keli Manjari, so many. But three or four are most important.
Which are?
Rupa Goswami is very short. 9 slokas. And
where is that?
I mean, Bhakti Samadhi Ujjalimani. And according to that, first Govinda Lilamrita has been done by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And Kavi Karanpur, Krishna Bhavanamrita. Jiva Goswami has done also something, and so many books.
So Rupa Goswami has given the
mold.
The mold
thing here, root he has given. 9 slokas. And that is the mold thing.
And they are all Rupa Nugas.
দেখতে হবে আগে তোমার ওইটা দরকার তোমরা পরজন্মেতে সবগুলি শুনবে অভি পর্বত অড়বো না অভি বৈধি ভক্তি আচরণ করে তারপরে মরলে আবার জন্ম নিলে ওদের ধুলি কণা নিয়ে তারপরে চলবে
I asked who is the writer of Krishna Keli Manjari. Maharaj mentioned 3 or 4 books. By your countless mark.
Go out of this hangry.